Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Now we wait it. Radio Rewind. Radio Rewind. The following content has previously aired on CJSF. But don't worry, we'll be back next week with fresh content. CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse. Independent. Yours.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Makossa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you.
This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1 in Burnaby, CJSF.ca, streaming worldwide. Today, we are talking about bias, breaking the bias. It's still International Women's Month, and the bias we are talking about today is entrepreneurs, women entrepreneurs, some of the ways people have experienced it, what they have done to break it, and advice that they give for others. Our two guests are Deborah Thorne, the Information Diva, and Nancy Sinclair, a pet care business owner and a travelogue producer. Let's get into this discussion. Good morning and good afternoon. Welcome to Powered by Age, Canada's longest running senior-led podcast. Today, we are continuing to celebrate Women's History Month, theme of breaking the bias. Today's bias that we are talking about breaking is against or related to entrepreneurship and entrepreneurs. We have two featured speakers, Deborah Thorne, who's, if you can read and see, is the those of you who just listened won't see it, but she's the Information Diva. And that is one of the things that I know most from her, because when I moved to Los Angeles and the part-time work I do in Los Angeles, Deborah has given me information about so many things. She's taken people on cruises, trade explorations to other countries, and continues to work to connect people through the podcast. Our other special guest is someone that you've seen and known as one of the podcast mentors and production team members, Nancy Sinclair. She has a business that I've said the happiest place, but it's actually the happiest pups. And she will be talking about her business. And what we always do at the beginning is have the people that came on early introduce themselves briefly. And if you have a particular entrepreneurial memory, person that inspired you, you can say their name. So we'll start with the first person that came on was Neil.
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to get enough light here. So I'm sitting in my balcony window. So my name is Neil Ryan. I'm a poet. I have a book on Amazon called From the Other Side. And I'm quite happy to be here today, hopefully to read you one of my poems. And Charlotte, I did not get a warning that you're recording this. And so I wonder if you are recording, because there was I always get a warning when you click on the record.
Yeah, it says up at the top, recording.
Okay, far out. Far out. Thank you.
Yes, Leslie?
I'm Leslie Hebert from New Westminster. And I don't know if I have any sort of entrepreneurial women that have influenced me at all. Most of the women in my life have been sort of non-entrepreneurs. It seems to me I've basically explored entrepreneurship myself. When the children were small, I had a typing business in my home and kind of started out that way. Now I'm still teaching as part of my own business, teaching on the internet and trying to get into the writing world as well. So yeah, I guess it's me rather than anybody around me.
That's promote yourself is a thing that entrepreneurs have to do. Dr. Ramona?
Hi, I'm Dr. Ramona. a retired professor from Bombay University, and I've moved from Toronto to Vancouver, but originally I'm from Bombay and always like to share some stories of Bombay with this very inspiring community of people whom I've met at the Powered by Age podcast. I have for several years of my life, almost 30, conducted a coaching class for tutoring French students in French in my house, apart from teaching in college. And my students included several film stars from Bollywood, and also one of them was the grandson of the then Prime Minister, Morarji Desai. So very happy to be with the two wonderful entrepreneurs today, Ms. Thorne and Nancy Sinclair. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. I am Charlotte Sister C. Farrell. I am a triple entrepreneur. I am a semi-retired speaker, teacher, author, and revitalizer. I elicit stories from people and turn them into digital media, such as this podcast and short films. I also got my inspiration from my grandmother, who was a Charlotte. She had all these chickens when I was a child, and I thought her children were all grown. Why did she have all those chickens? Well, I remember a little man that used to come over every afternoon, and he was collecting her eggs. So she sold eggs. She also made bread. People would be on our porch on Saturday mornings to get some of her bread. And my first entrepreneurial job, when I was 12, I asked my aunt and mother to teach me grandma's recipe, and I had bread customers in our neighborhood. So speaking of work, I want to acknowledge that our work takes place on the unceded territories of the Squamish, Musqueam, and Tsleil-Waututh Nations. We look forward to the ways that land that we're using will be compensated for and reunited with these ancient lands. So now going over to our speakers, Deborah Thorne, I've mentioned, is the information diva. Her business is making other people's business better. And she will introduce herself. And Nancy has been excellently supporting. She supports lots of entrepreneurs, one of them people in the travel business. She's going to be talking about her travelogue business. And she is writing about something that's another one of her entrepreneurial things, which is the happiest pets place. Okay, Deborah.
Okay. Excuse me. Thank you, Charlotte. And hello, everyone. I am Deborah Thorne, the Information Diva. I'm an author, coach, trainer, speaker, and the proud host of the Leverage Conference for Speakers, Authors, and Entrepreneurs, which will be happening November 10th, 11th, and 12th. And this is our fourth year, and I'm like so happy about that. I consider myself a connector. I connect people to people and people to opportunities. I believe that that's the way to go. That, you know, how do we make things happen? How do we get in front of cameras? How do we get offices?
This is technical difficulties oh, days.
I'm back. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. You know what? We have to learn to live with technology. Yesterday, we were off the internet the entire day. And what it said to me was, you know, we're in a time of war. And should we go dark, we're going to have a problem. It happened, you know, all of Spectrum went down yesterday. I have no idea why. We know that there have been interferences from other countries before. And all that said to me, and I say to you, get some cash in your house and figure out ways that you will survive otherwise, because so much of our world is connected to the internet. We couldn't turn the television on. We couldn't do anything internet related. And life is very different. We depend on this a lot. So I have no idea why you couldn't hear me. All my stuff said it was working, but it wasn't. So anyway, I'm back.
Yeah, when I first turned it on, my system said, your microphone is not working with the system. And it went off for 5 minutes to do adjustments. So it is. I think that there was an announcement. Yeah,
I really believe something's happening. But we can't get, getting fearful is not going to help. And everyone has their opinion about what's going on and how to fix it. And I, like everyone else, I have an opinion, but, it is what it is.
So we will continue on with the Information Diva. This is Powered by Age. We are powered by the universe. So we are going to go on and hear about Deborah's experiences and gift as an entrepreneur.
Okay, so I am a serial entrepreneur. I've been an entrepreneur since about age 18. I've sold everything there was to sell: Tupperware, Princess House, Avon, Tupperware again, Princess House again. I think I did Avon a couple of times. I taught modeling and held beauty pageants and fashion shows for plus size women and children. I became the information diva because whenever my friends would tell me something they enjoyed doing, I could figure out a stream of income that went along with that. And I said, there has to be a way to make some money doing that. And I put it together, and there was the birth of the information diva. One of the things I always say to people is that you need a guide, you need a mentor, a coach, everybody does. Excuse me. But the only thing worse than not having a coach is having the wrong coach. And when I first started, I had the wrong coach from a very prestigious organization, paid her a lot of money to tell me that the information diva wouldn't work. I'd have to change the name because people wouldn't understand what I meant. And I love that I'm as stubborn as I am. And I said, all that says to me is you are not my ideal client. And she wasn't. The women that I want to serve who are over the age of 50 generally and are looking to generate income doing something based on what they already know, they'll understand and I'll be able to help them. And so that's where I am today. I use Tyler Perry as a guide. He said, while you're begging people for a seat at their table, I'll be down in Atlanta building my own. And that's where he built his studio. And I feel the same way. I think that too often we let other people's biases, other people's ways of thinking about us, whether we're too old, too young, too white, too black, too large, too small, determine whether or not we get on a platform to do what it is we feel either called to do or want to try or whatever. And my thing is that if we spend time collaborating, we can create anything that we want to have happen. And especially with technology, the way it is, I was on a call with someone today that showed me a brand new piece of technology, and I'm going to go learn and work it. And it's where people can actually walk through a conference or walk through a place of selling stuff. So I'm going to take a look at it and we're going to play with it, because as people, and I, proudly say I'm on level 7 of life, and I'm very grateful to be there because I had some things happen that make it a miracle that I'm still here. But, if we don't try stuff now, when are we going to try it? So, I love being powered by age, because think about it. We all know friends who are scared to try the internet. They're scared to try video. And I always say to them, what do you think is going to happen? Like somebody going to jump out of the computer and get you? Try. You're going to make a mistake. Okay. One of my mentors, I always say that he's not a mentor, I pay him, he's a coach. One of my coaches always says, your first 50 of anything are not going to be good. So it's your first 50 books, your first 50 podcasts, your first 50 speeches, your first 50 are not going to be good. 51 is going to be phenomenal. So let's hurry up and get that. So whether you're thinking about writing a book, I say not only write it, but write it quickly. People like me show you how to do it in less than 90 days. Get it done. When I hear someone say, I can't write my book because it costs too much, my question is, do you have $2.50? If you do, I can show you how to get your book in your hand. And that goes with all the technology that we have. And so it is the perfect time, in my opinion, for entrepreneurship. Think about what you like to do, what you've wanted to do, what you wish somebody had presented to you. And where is the income stream with it? And remember, one of the wonderful things about being displaced in life is that it does not have to be our main gig, if you will. We don't have to make a lot of money doing it. We have to enjoy it, and it needs to pay for itself. And if it takes me out to dinner, that's good. If it takes me on vacation, that's great. But it doesn't have to do those things, because we figured out how to do those basic things another way. But it allows us to be more creative than we ever could have been, because you know more now than you ever knew. And now there's technology that allows you to do it. And so when we run up against the biases, when someone says, you're too old, you're too fat, you're too Black, you're too whatever, that's okay, because that's their opinion. And, you know, bless them, they're entitled to their opinion. But technology and collaboration and networking with people has allowed us to say, okay, that's how you feel. But we have a podcast that is strictly for people who are of a certain age, or we are doing a book over here that is for men, or that is for women. We have the ability to do that. And I really want to encourage you that if you've got any kind of inkling of something you want to do, I know you can always reach out to Charlotte, so I don't feel bad about that, but reach out to me. Let me hear it, because sometimes just saying it is enough to get it started. And then when you have people who will encourage you, and I will, I say, well, you know what it sounds like you need to do is start doing Facebook Lives. And that's a way to let people know or start. So it doesn't have to cost money, but we can out be doing what we need to do. And that's how I see us breaking biases.
Any questions or comments?
Hey, I got to say, Deborah, you're dynamite. You are absolute dynamite. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And I want more information about this $2.50 publishing.
That's what, and it's actually, I said I was going to quit saying $2. It's actually $2.15 will get a book in your hand. Okay? So when people talk about, I don't have the money for it, all you need to know are what the steps are. And if you can get your book in a PDF form, I'll show you how to upload it and be gone. That's my gift. You can have your book done in 90 days or less. The quickest one I ever had done, somebody did it in 7 days. I would not recommend that to anybody, because she made herself crazy, made me real crazy. But if you have something that you've been wanting to say, now is the time to say it and have a book that says it.
I have a full manuscript. Charlotte can tell you I have a book called The Brighton Tarot Card Mystery. I think you have a copy, Charlotte.
I do have.
The only thing you have to do is it has to be in PDF form. So
I can do that to PDF. No problem.
Put it in a PDF. Then I will talk to you. We'll talk to you about putting the cover in a PDF. And you can have your book. As soon as you get the PDF ready, the book is like a week or two after that. You have the book in your hand.
Where are you located in the U.S.?
I'm in Los Angeles, but we do everything this way. Because
explain Diva to 2100.
To 21,000. Okay. Text Diva to 21,000. Let me explain to you. That is my digital business card. And it's like you would take your, you know what? I need my international number. You guys can't use Text Diva. And I don't know the international number. I was just on a call about it today, and I said, I'm going to write my international number down, and I didn't. But the way it works is a person goes in to send a text message, and where it says that where you would put the number you were sending it to would be 21,000, so 21,000. And then the message is Diva. When you type Diva in, it automatically sends you a message that says, hey, you want my business card, and you click on that and it opens up all stuff about me. But I don't think it works in Canada, because we were having that conversation about international numbers, and I do have an international number. I will dig it up and have Charlotte get it to you guys.
In the meantime, you could give people your email.
Well, I was going to give them my phone number.
Okay.
I'm that person.
You can do that too.
Yeah, this is, watch this. This isn't that big audience. I can, and I just remembered it's going out on the radio, but that's all right. I'm good. My number is 310-497-1640. The best way to reach me is to send me a text message, and then I'll get back to you.
And what is exciting within this group, we have a number of people that have, there have been 44 people that have participated over the time that we've accumulated these 100 episodes. But many of them are writers, many are teachers, many have been told, oh, nobody wants to hear that. It was reaffirmed at just about every conference that has happened during the writing conferences, the women's conferences, that there are a lot of people who do want to know. We are reservoirs of knowledge. Part of what the AFC for Powered by Age is creating an age-friendly community. And the way that we do that also, it gives people an opportunity to be published. Some of you who've tried to put an ad onto a radio station know, or a TV station, the lowest price for one of the popular stations that Deborah and I both have had experience advertising on in Los Angeles is $350 for 30 seconds. And you had to buy a package of them. The opportunity to record your stories, your poems, it spins. Stories, poems, interviews, and novelties, because some people have some things they've done that are novel. But you can record it. Most people we've given at least 15 minutes that's in one spin. And it's when things are on a website, it's like evergreen. People can come there at any time of day or night and they can listen to what you have. We're going to be doing increased promotion about it, but this gives an opportunity for you to publicize what you're doing on our website. So I am encouraging people for the end of the month when we have our 100th episode, get some more things posted. Jesse, our technical person who's not on with us today, has posted some times that he has available. Make sure that you take advantage of that, because it doesn't always happen. Everything that's available now may not be available 5 months from now. So do take advantage of that so that we will have these Powered by Age, these wonderful stories by people 50 plus. And now Nancy is there pondering over what she's going to tell with the way that I've renamed her business, because the way that she says it was so much cheer. So Nancy Sinclair, tell us about your business.
Thank you, Charlotte. Well, it is actually called, what is it called? Happiest Pup Pet Sitting Services, but you like to refer to it as the happiest place. And you know what? It is the happiest place. That's why they're happy puppies.
So I've never heard anyone having so much fun as Nancy has with her puppies. I've talked to her sometimes when she's out on the trail, and she's the person that walks, that takes a knee when there's a bear up the hill somewhere, and the bear goes by and like salutes her. Hi, Mom. Okay, I'm going to stop so you can talk.
Certainly been some experiences. So thank you, Charlotte. Yeah, so my name is Nancy Sinclair. And as Charlotte mentioned, I have a pet sitting and dog walking business currently that I've been doing as a business owner for the past 8 years. And I've had all sorts of different types of businesses as an entrepreneur over the years that are so unrelated to one another. And as with Deborah, I started young. I started as a babysitter, made a lot of money as a babysitter, if I think on it now, actually, it was kind of fun that I was always so highly recommended. I take that as a real point of pride. And then I realized that now I'm connecting it to pet sitting, because pets for families are like their kids. They love them like their kids. They're precious to them. And so it really comes down to a matter of trust. And that was one of the qualities that's really important to me when I was considering doing dog walking and pet sitting. And it came from a space of, you know, what is it that I love to do that I would do if I was, you know, earning money with it or not? And it had to do with my love of dogs. It had to do with being out and about, because I love being outside. I love fun and adventure and recreation. And I just love the feeling I have when I'm with dogs. So that's where it initiated from. But I've had all sorts of different businesses over the years. I used to do send out cards, which was an online business. I used to have an environmental business and travel agency business. I've been a radio show host and used to work around personal development and spiritual development and video store business. And so certainly all completely unrelated to dog walking. And some of the questions that you had kind of put out there for us to consider, Charlotte, had been about bias that Deborah spoke about a little bit, and any examples. And it was interesting, as I thought back on some of those experiences, I recall in particular when I was involved and had my environmental business. And at the time I was married, and so it was a joint venture with my husband, and he had the educational credentials. He had done all the training and long before I had met him, and he'd actually been doing house inspections to start with. And then we got involved in environmental consulting, both residential and commercial. And I did all my training and learning on the job, so to speak, in the field. And what came back to me is I remember being at the bank one day, and we were doing our paperwork and whatever else it is that we had to do with one of the bank managers. And I was the president of the company. And I recall the bank manager, in a very condescending tone towards me, in order to uplift him, make a comment about how he had much more power in the company than I did, that I was president and he was the treasurer or the secretary. And I just remember that little and I was like, So at the time, it triggered in me some little lack of confidence issues, but it was just an interesting experience. And so I have had different experiences with bias over the years. And then being in an environmental field, it was very much a male-dominated field. And as I built the business up and got involved in certain types of testing and field work and remediation work and that sort of thing, I did all the hiring and firing of crews and organized all the crews and managed and supervised, and I would go to the different sites and I would put together the proposals for the work and cost estimates and budgeting. And I'm a very organized person. And so I was all about systems. So having the right equipment for everybody, having everybody trained correctly, lots of scheduling involved. There were lots of intricacies in it. And I recall a few times having some of the employees, some of the men that I hired to work for me, just challenge me to the bitter end. And it would be their attitude. It would be, there was a certain way they needed to do a certain thing to get it done correctly. they would just do it the opposite way around. And it was always trying to find that space of, being professional, being kind, being clear, being a good communicator, being a leader, wanting them to do the work, delegate things, not micromanage. But there was a part of me, it's like, just do the job right and without the attitude. And I recall even from different authority figures, like different authorities that would come in, say, to critique our work. We had to meet requirements, say, with WorkSafe or, different entities. The difference between if I was there on site, even with other women, so if there were women in those other positions that came in to have to sign off on the work that I had done, depending on their mood, depending on whether who else was involved on the site, whether my husband was there in the capacity of the business, or like it was quite interesting in how either they would become more rigid and difficult to connect with, a little bit more condescending. And also have had that situation many times over where if I was speaking to whatever was going on the site and we were meeting protocols and we had, all of our paperwork in order to explain what we were going to do and the order we were going to do it and to make sure we met all the requirements, there was always a difference, especially when an inspector came in. If I was on site on my own and I had to report to them and get signed off, versus if there was a male figure on site. And sure enough, if my husband was there, like I say, in the capacity of his position there, the times that they would turn and interact with him directly